You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
All right, y'all. Big news. My new stand-up special, Live and Alive, drops Friday, October 24th, right here on my YouTube at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We shot it at Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. There were two sold-out shows. The crowds were unbelievable, and I'm telling you honestly, it's my best work, all right? This special is special. I'm really proud of it. It's self-produced. It's self-funded. It's self-released and straight from me to you the way it should be. And here's the best part. During the premiere, I'll be live in the YouTube comments with you guys, hanging out the whole time. I'll answer questions. I want to watch it all unfold in real time with you guys like we're there together that night, all right? So make sure you subscribe to my channel, hit that reminder, and join me on release night. This one means a lot to me, and I would love to experience that first watch with you guys Friday, October 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, Live and Alive, right here on my YouTube. Subscribe now and don't miss it.
I'm just trying to drift off and try not to die. My whole job is try not to die. And the person I miss the most is my daughter. You know, I'm a single dad. My daughter's 7 at the time, and they won't let her visit. And I've got one buddy sitting in there one night with me. He's got a couple girls, and he's like, "What are you thinking about?" And I was like, "My daughter." And he's like, "Yeah. Just definitely don't be thinking about, like, graduation. Her getting married or grand." Because I was like, oh, my God. I wasn't thinking about any of that at all. I'd certainly thought about things that I would miss, but I thought about things that were more current. Like, for example, I love to go fishing, and I take my daughter fishing all the time. And at the time, she hadn't caught her first fish. I want to catch my daughter's first fish with her. I don't want her mom's boyfriend doing that shit. Steve. Steve. Steve.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Listen, thank you guys for supporting this show. I always say thank you for supporting anything I do. This is a fun show. I love doing this show. Tell everybody about this show. You got to watch this show. We're bringing people's past to life. And I'm very excited to have this guest back here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Quinones.
Hey,
what's up?
Welcome
to the Way Back, brother. Before we get into your stories, right there, you got a new special. Tell us about it. Please. Where can we find it? All that stuff.
Yeah, please watch it. It's out October 10th. It might be out already by the time this airs. It's called Damn, That's Crazy. It's on Hulu. And it's my first 1 hour special, and it's produced and directed by my homegirl Ali Wong. So please check it out.
I didn't know this was your first.
First hour, yeah. I did a half hour before for HBO Max, but this is my,
Where did you shoot?
Portland, Oregon, at a place called Revolution Hall. Yeah, it was cool, man.
So Hulu, October 10th.
Yes, sir. That's crazy.
Make sure you resubscribe to Disney, y'all. You
gotta get resubscribe.
When you said that, I forgot they were part of the family. Yeah.
I know, okay.
So I'm stoked to have you back here. I always ask the guests before we get into their stories if they ever sat in this seat facing traffic back in the day, and you have. Who in your world had this seat?
It was one of my aunts. One of my theas or her husband had one of the old station wagon, and then some family friends of ours, the Macias's, if you're watching this, Henry Macias was his name. He had a Volvo, one of those old Volvos, and it had the seats that faced the back.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of the, you're younger than me. How old are you?
45.
Yeah, so a lot of the younger people in your pocket talk about that Volvo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's funny to me because I know you got a family, a big family, and you got. I know somebody held on to that station wagon into the 90s.
Probably still around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, as long as it's backyard, running. Yeah. And you would roll back there in those two cars growing up?
Well, yeah. And there, you know, a lot of pickups. My dad used to have a 65 Impala with the little chain steering wheel.
Did he?
Yeah.
He had the chain steering wheel? Yep. Did he?
Chain steering wheel.
The little skit, the smaller one too. The wheels like this.
Yeah, bro. It's like that.
Yeah.
I talk about it in my spirit because they don't come with power steering. So, so his forearms would be buffed.
You parallel parking that thing in the valley, dude. Fuck that.
Yeah. And usually
that's a full size one, though. If they were smaller, it was like a tinier one. I know exactly what you're talking about. Man, I couldn't imagine parallel parking with there.
See that one in the top? Yep, there it is. That's it. That was my dad's steering wheel, bro.
That is some bullshit right there.
That's crazy, right?
Frankie, go park the car. Just, like,
sacrifice for the look of it. Hey, but it looks cool. Like, damn, bro. You got calluses on your hands and shit. Yeah. What's up with your hands? You play baseball? Nah, I got a chain steering wheel, man, on my ride.
Chain link steering wheel, dude. Hilarious. No airbag. That motherfucker's going right through your chest.
Oh, yeah.
That's going right through your chest.
But you're cruising, though, man.
Oh, yeah,
those things are built like tanks, too.
Look at that upholstery, too. Look at that. That is, you don't make it like that anymore. Look at that. That's just
living. Oh, you could. Cozy time.
You fall asleep on that seat.
That's why you have that nice upholstery, because you're just cruising.
One handed on that little wheel. One handed on that little, just one wrist right over the top of that.
That's it. Yeah, for driving straight.
We were talking before we recorded, we were asking you about some places you lived, and you said you used to live in these apartments across from Chatsworth High School. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the address on it again?
I was born in San Fernando, and then we lived. And, like, Chatsworth was, like, for our family, like, you know, most of my family were you know, around here. We live in Pacoima and then Oxnard. Mm-hmm. Oxnard, California. So they were like, ooh, because Chatsworth.
Moving on
but,
up.
Yeah, they were like, but we lived in a one bedroom apartment. But, crazy, homie. Wow, look at that. That's a trip.
Isn't it wild, dude? I haven't gone back and looked at my old house.
Crazy, and shit, man. Too. Those are, this is redone.
I see down here.
These are like redone too.
Oh, well, let's take them back. Let's take them back to 2007.
What, you see the AC, the station wagon? Should I skip?
Look at the cars, though. Look at the cars, 2007.
Damn.
That guy didn't give a fuck if he stole his shit. His window's open. He don't care. Take this car. You live in here. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One sister. That's it.
One sister. Who's older?
Yeah. I'm older.
You're older. All right. Yeah. And you would go to Sunday school? You Catholic family?
Well, it's funny. We would go to Catholic church kind of like culturally, you know, both sides of my family, my grandparents.
But are you going, see, I grew up Italian American.
Yeah.
My grandmoms are doing church and shit like that on Sundays, but going holidays.
Yeah,
that's holidays, and I had to go to Sunday school. We're going Easter, Christmas, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A funeral.
Yeah.
Sunday school.
Funeral.
You know, Sunday school.
Somebody dies, you got to get religious.
You can't forget those.
But yeah, but my grandpa, dude, he was an usher at this church called Our Lady of Guadalupe. And in this neighborhood called the Colonia, and it was like, and that's in Oxnard after we moved over there. But
let's
it was
look
like,
it up. Here, hold on. What's it called?
Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Guadalupe. Yeah.
There you go. Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Oh, that's the new one. Yeah, yeah. That's the new one.
Isn't it funny how these churches just keep getting nicer and newer?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? All right. I'm like,
Parish.
That's not the one I would go into. Yeah.
Parish is fucking still in my same apartment over here, but this church is nice.
I mean, that's a whole new section right there. That used to be just strawberry fields. But yeah, my grandpa was an usher, dude, and I would stay with my grandma and grandpa a lot in the summers. And my grandpa would wake me up like 5 a.m. on Sunday. And I hated that, bro. And he would usher the Spanish and the English mass. So I'd be there like, you know, half the day on a Sunday. You're on your way there. It's still dark outside. And then it's just boring, bro. Catholic service is boring. You know,
it is boring.
Yeah. Your eyes are all watery. You're just trying to stay awake.
You're sitting. We're kneeling. We're still like, what are we doing? I'm shaking hands with somebody now. What the fuck are we doing? Wrap this shit. Yeah. But, I hated Peace Be With You.
Oh, you
as
did?
Bro, as a performer, look, I enjoyed the break of this shit. Yeah. But I hated turning around somebody and Peace Be With You. So I hated it. I was so nervous.
That's my favorite part. I'd be like, I get to interact with somebody.
Yeah, never knew the real rules. I'd wait just enough to see, oh, we're kneeling. Okay, we're kneeling. But I would cheat kneel. You ever do that? Where you put your ass on the bench?
Or just one leg kind of bent. Hey, I'm down here though. You know.
There was nothing better though. I say all the time, like some of the hardest times I've laughed are when you're not supposed to laugh. And my brothers and I would start laughing in church.
Yeah.
And then you get yelled at, you better not. And then... Oh, you try to hold that shit in. I would just, out of the corner of my eye, I'd see him shaking a little bit. We'd just be pissing ourselves in church.
Dude, my dad used to whoop my ass in the back of church.
Did you have to dress nice? Did you have church clothes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because my mom and dad, we did the Catholic thing to appease like my grandparents and stuff like that. But my mom and dad, we went to an apostolic church. So that, those apostolic church, you sing, you know, you get down a little bit. It's more of like a party. Which I enjoy. That was the first time I got on stage.
Is that right?
I'll be doing little songs, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Or I'm going to jump down, turn around, touch the ground, and praise my Lord. You know? And then I'll be killing it, hey, with the mic.
Okay, so you're singing this stuff here.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. This is mom and dad right here.
Yeah, my mom looks like she's on a good one right there, homie. Yeah.
She looks straight out of like an 80s soap opera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's doing her thing, man. She's so beautiful. She still is beautiful, but.
You had sent some pictures in, and we'll get to this, but dancing was a big part of your sitting here singing now. Like, how did you get into that? What kind of dancing was it?
Man, well, just all kind of dancing, but my mom's definitely a dancer. And then, you know, I would imitate like James Brown and stuff in the house. I had a little sprinkler head I got from my dad's work truck. Pretend that was a mic and hey. So baile folclórico is Mexican folk dancing. You know, man, I think I was like fourth or fifth grade. I got into that. And then I went all the way through high school.
Why though? Someone in the family doing it?
Yeah, you know, it's always around.
There you are. Is this? There you go.
That's my senior pictures, dude.
Bro. Yeah. Hey, muy guapo, man. boy guapo over here,
bro. Hey, we get it. You know,
that Jesus was, Christ, that was more from were my you just right fucking there. Olaying the pussy left and right out there?
Oh yeah, see, my grandpa's like when he sees me in that he loves ghetto, that. Bro. Ah.
Does that make him proud?
For sure, bro.
Why? Did he do that also? Or is he just like, he's my grandson is carrying on this heritage?
Yeah, he's from Zacatecas, Mexico. So he's just like, when he saw me, when he sees his grandson repping like that, you know, how could you not just be like, yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's way better that than being in a gang or some other bullshit and seeing your grandson. Look
for sure. Which he saw some of his grandsons do, you know. So I was the one that he was.
So who gets you into that, though?
Oh man, I had family members in it. A lot of my primas and my female cousins were in it. And then, you know, a friend of mine, Danny Palomino, homie, if you're watching this, he got me into it. And then, there was some cute girls in it, bro. And I wanted to holler at them too. And then I started liking it, you know, and then we were doing like cool stuff. We do, you know, a lot of parades. We would do the halftime shows at the LA Galaxy games. At the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun. You know, I got to meet Jorge Campos. I don't know if you remember him. He's a goalie that was a little homie, but he was sick. And we got to do, there you go, dancing right there. See, that I learned from my mom. My mom's always dancing to this day.
Mom, like go out dancing lady, like clubs.
But she would go out.
Now, did you win awards with this type of dancing and stuff? Like, was it a competitive type thing?
No. It's just like, you know, just you do weddings and parades and
you're hired.
Private parties. Yeah.
Oh, you're making money doing it.
Well, not me, the group. The company. But the group would just use the money to stay afloat. We had to pay for venues to practice in, to... Our costumes are expensive.
Yeah, that looks like it.
So it's kind of, I'm sure somebody was making money on it.
How many guys, the girls are in there?
Oof, I don't know, man.
Less or is it pretty even?
I think it was pretty even.
Yeah.
About, you know, maybe 10 of each. It's not a big group, but yeah.
And you were saying, excuse me, after what, elementary school back in the day, you go to your grandparents' house? Is that where?
Yeah, we all, a lot of us cousins, you know, my grandparents on both sides lived pretty close to each other. And so, you know, both sides of the family were always kind of in the same area. So every day after school, we'd go to my grandpa's still alive. He's 97, bro.
Damn. Yeah. All right.
And my grandma, rest in peace. She died a while back, but, we'd go every day, and every day my grandma would make a fresh stack of, homemade flour tortillas, a pot of beans and a jug of Kool-Aid. And that was all we needed, bro. Yeah.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Because you do it at the tortillas, bro. You the fresh saying, ones.
I'm over here.
I would just put my face in them and just...
I've had before.
You know, dude, the smell of them is so good. Yeah, all you need is a little bit of butter. You go, and then you have one of those, and you go play a little bit, come back, hydrate.
You're rolling the beans up in it too.
Yep, you do have one with beans, and then boom, I could eat that all day. You know, and then she kept doing that until she got, you know, arthritis, and then she had to stop doing that. But man, that fresh stack of flour tortillas.
And then your aunt lived next door. You say so?
So my grandpa, then my aunt. My tia Yoli, and then all her daughters, you know, and then my grandpa, a lot, there was a rotation of cousins that would live with my grandma and grandpa too. So there was always people around, but their front yards, they live next door to each other. It's like combined the front yards. So, you know, we just had like a big play space.
Yeah.
And then one of the walls of the garage, you could, you know, play butts up or, you know, just.
Yeah. How many of you guys are over there?
I don't know, man. It would rotate throughout the years, but I would say at least, I don't know, 8 to 10 of us.
Damn, I would.
Yeah.
How awesome was that? Did you love it?
Yeah,
bro. I mean, yeah. Dude, that and sounds awesome. Some of them went to school at a.
There was a school on that block. My grandma's like this school called Marino West, and it's still there, I think. And it's still there. And you know, we'd go grab the cousins getting out of there, and then boom, just move to the front yard, and then just, you know, just playing and active, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sweating and playing with the dogs and eating some more beans and tortillas, and then you drinking some Kool-Aid and then until the sun goes down every day, you know. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah.
I had asked you about vacations or camps, and you said you used to go to this little park.
Oh yeah. 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 Bubbling Springs. Yeah.
Bubbling Springs Park. Where is that?
Yeah. That's in Oxnard. So Bubbling Springs, I mean, from people that are from that area, they have Little League there too. So I played at CBC, which is there's a military base close by, but then we played some of the games right there at Bubbling Springs. But Bubbling Springs had a creek that goes through it. It's still there, I think, the creek. But they used to have a bunch of crawfish, crawdads, you know? And man, we'd go in there, you know, you catch them, you know, keep them as pets for a while.
How'd you know they were in there?
I would just like a known thing. Like, you know, you just go into the creek, you get some crawdads, you know? Oh, there we go.
Boom. So there's a little like creek running through
there's
here.
There's like a main drag of it. Oh, there's the creek.
On there. Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah. So, man, we used to go. Can you look this up, Kirsten? I think it's called Morgan Run, Maryland. So where I grew up, when we got out to the county, we had streams and all this shit. And we used to just go, you know, fuck around. Like a day would be go to the damn stream.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Just go to the stream.
That's a real stream though.
This one's pretty, yeah. Well,
I had a bitch ass little creek.
No, man. we didn't play in that part of it. We were in the little creek. Like this over here.
That's so
like
nice.
That shit right there. Yeah, yeah, like that. Exactly. We'd go in there and play and fuck around. And one day we just, you know, you go in those deep pockets and you lift it up and boom. We called them crayfish back then. That's how we grew up calling them.
Oh, crayfish.
But crawfish, you know, you're going and catching those. These are just, but man, you get a big one. And that was so cool. You'd take your shoes off. You had to lift it up real slow. And then they'd, you know, shoot backwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You try to get them in a cup and all that. And then, yeah, we take them home, keep it as a pet. We get big fat ones sometimes and just go crayfishing all day long.
Yeah, when they had like the full grown shell and all
that. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I feel bad though because they went extinct at Bubbling Springs and
I still get a little sad. You crawfished them into extinction, bro.
I mean, I was a part of that problem. I feel bad, man. I mean, rest in peace, the crawfish of Bubbling Springs in Oxnard.
Oh, man. They're gone, dude. They are gone. Kids are like, I don't know, man. I ain't seen one in years. You say you used to go fishing with your dad, too?
Oh, yeah, man.
Where are you going fishing with dad?
We go fishing. A lot, you know, we'd go to the ocean, but we'd go to Lake Casitas, Lake Cachuma. We'd go all the way to, and then when then we lived in Camarillo for a while, and then for a long while, but there's a nice, well, I mean, Camarillo's nice too, don't get me wrong, but there's Westlake. I don't know if you know about Westlake Village.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like real nice right there. Yeah, sometimes there you go.
Sometimes they do that shit and you're like, there ain't a damn lake around here.
There it is. Wow, okay, nice see, one. But it's like a private lake, like fools live there. I mean, hopefully there's more Mexicans there now, but there was none back in the day. So we would sneak in there, bro, me and my dad. And my dad, you know, we do some illegal fishing, but I think he got like 3 or 4 tickets there. And I felt bad for him, homie. I'm like, fuck. And then, of course, I'm like, hey, it's because he's Mexican.
Wait, in front of you, it's happening?
Yeah, bro. You know, I'd be
who's
like.
Who's coming out? The security? That's not DNR or anything there, I wouldn't imagine.
Somebody that can give that him a ticket, bro.
Some white people that had some money and said, yeah, hey, man, we, get you know, these two brown.
But my dad was like, it was like a red, like, I mean, he put himself out there, bro, because we're rolling in there in a lowrider.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's pulling in with the chain.
And then he had
dude. You ain't fucking flying under the radar anywhere.
Then, yeah, homie. We're rolling it there to Westlake Island or whatever with a lowrider and some fishing poles and shit. Yeah, so yeah.
Oh,
my dad,
you know. Oh, but yeah,
we tried to sneak in there to fish, bro. And we did.
There ain't no sneaking, see? There you go. There's that the whites. Hilarious, dude. This guy right here probably called the police on it.
I know he looked like he was ready to call the police on that.
He looked like
that Google car. Yeah.
Did you ever catch anything?
Yeah, bro.
They had fish.
That's
in
why
those
we
damn
kept
things?
Going back. Okay. You know, my dad was like, you knew.
They're biting, man. You know?
And then, you know, he would get a ticket, but we would come back with some trout. You know, my dad would clean the trout and we have some fish tacos on there.
You also said Little League was a big thing for you back in the day, huh?
Big thing. My dad played ball, so it was like, you know, I had to be in sports. Either I had to be in sports or I had to have a job. But definitely Little League was like, you know, there you go. Yeah.
There he is, the CBC Red.
Yeah, CBC is a, I don't even remember what it stands for. Something,
Camarillo Ball?
No,
club?
No, it's a, no, that CBC is a military base in Oxnard.
Oh, okay. They sponsored a team?
Yeah, bro. They had nice fields. Like military dudes.
Oh, they,
keep not, the,
oh they had
the
fields too?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like the probably the nicest ones in that area. And it was called CBC. And yeah, it's right there. It's right in Oxnard. There's a military base. Point Magoo? There's a Point Magoo.
I've done stand-up at Point Magoo.
You have?
Yeah, man. Oh, there used to be a place called Hornblowers up
there.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's also the place where we took off to go do the military base that almost crashed.
Isn't Hornblowers? I was on like the Ventura Harbor,
it was on
right?
the Ventura Harbor up way. Yeah. But I know what you're talking about. Okay.
So this base, you got to like go through a gate. Like there's a guard and you got to show your license and get a day pass. And it's one of those things. But, you know. You could go watch games if you let them know I'm going to the game and there'd be a military guy there. You know, there's multiple gates. It's a big base.
Were you ever on a team that won the championship?
Yeah, bro.
You were?
Yeah. I made all-stars. I was a little baller, homie. I was a little scrappy dude. Lead off, you know, lead off little homie. That hit like a chopper ground ball and then just, you know, and then hit a- you know, and I would piss off the infield. That's a little motherfucker. You know, just like,
I'm thank God my brother, I have a twin brother too. We were always good at sports. And one of the nicest things that ever happened, one of the most complimentary things, and I'm a kid that I will ever remember, is we just couldn't decide. We played sports our whole life. And I think we were on vacation or something. You know, there's no internet or shit back then. And we go up to the ball field to let them know we are going to be playing that year. And they're already doing the teams. They're already picking who they want on their teams and shit. And when we walk in, this one guy goes, God damn it. We got to redo everything now because they wanted us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you had to take both of us because my parents were trying. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like, this guy's like, God damn it. I was like,
driving
fuck,
separate practices
fuck yeah.
Shit.
They really wanted us. Like, no. We're redoing all
the
this.
Sicklers are here. Fuck.
Yep. And we got, so that's two picks. You know what I mean? It's a problem. You know what I mean? All right, I'll take both. We were both good though. We were both good. You didn't have to take a shitty one with a good one. You got two good ones, you know? So you won trophies, all that shit. You were good, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Any other sports? Did you play other sports?
Nah, you know, I just all baseball year round. I played football 1 year in high school, but that was all baseball. Even I played in summer league, traveling teams.
Oh, you did?
I played in, yeah. It was funny. I ran into my old, one of my old Little League coaches and like traveling team. Coaches, you know how even in Little League, like if you make the All-Stars and then they have like traveling teams in the summer, you know, you do the car washes and all that, raise money for it to go and play in tournaments. Yeah, we had a team, the Stallions, the Wild Stallions.
And that was your All-Star team good?
Yeah. We were pretty good. I mean, no, we didn't make it to, you know, state,
that's a big
state
fucking
finals
state,
but,
though. You know what I mean? Like, I try to always think about, I got to go look, whatever it is from Washington to the bottom of California is three states. I mean, there's so many on the East Coast. You know what I mean? You're only fucking even just three of them, and even you know what I mean? Like we're Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia.
So
that's
many,
where we're playing.
Bro.
We're not
so
going,
many.
You know, down to Florida and all that. But that's where you would if you were in California alone right now. We got to go down there.
I think Southern California and Florida produce the most major league baseball players. Yeah.
And football. They're playing year-round there. Florida and California makes sense. What about sneaking out and stuff like that? Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
Oh, man. Yeah, I did. One time I was grounded. My mom was like, you ain't going nowhere. I forget what I did. But I remember she wouldn't even let me go to my baseball practice.
Oh, shit. That's
so real. I said,
compromising the team.
I felt like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, I got to do the right thing. You're here. Good. My mom's is tripping. You know, like,
you don't fuck.
Like, you, I could be grounded, but you don't ground me from sports activity. Yeah, that's doing a positive thing, you know?
That's right.
Dude, so I used pillows and made like a fake little body. Oh, I had a goofy.
Wait, you like Ferris Bueller you talking about?
I had a goofy, like a goofy stuffed animal, you know, Goofy from, you know, Disneyland or whatever. And, man, I got a crazy story about that before I rammed it. But anyways.
We'll do that now.
But yeah, I put the Goofy under there. And then I had like a helmet that I put as like the head. And I made it look good. And I snuck out the window.
To go where?
To baseball practice. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going out the fuck around
exactly.
or anything like
that's
that.
You're
going
like, hey, to do something right responsible. Thing. I don't want to let my teammates
down. I'm with this. Okay.
So yeah, I went to practice, bro. And I came back, climbed through the window. And, my mom was already I already knew she found it because it was like.
What time of night is this? Like 6 to 8, something like that, or
yeah. Well, I think practice was like 5 or something, mm-hmm. and then yeah. I
and how
out,
old are you doing this?
Like I'm taking
middle school.
No. Yeah, maybe close to there. Probably like 11.
Okay.
12.
And you climb back in the same way you went out.
Yep. Climb back in. You know, I'm trying not to make noise in the fence. I'm jumping the fence, like on ninja status. And then as soon as I get in my room, though, I see that it's you know, the
Goofy
fake
woke up.
Yeah, yeah. Goofy's all out the covers.
Goofy and, woke yeah. up, bro.
Like, we're busted.
We're busted.
I was like, fuck.
Is your mom sitting there too, or is she just
no? She I think she
at
heard
the ready.
Me.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
boom, bro, my door's open, God, and you just see her come around the corner, like my mom's face, you know, just boom. And I was like, fuck.
You really want to be better with your finances? You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Bills piling up? CME can help you wrap up your debt into one simple, manageable signature loan with rates starting as low as 8.75% APR. Instead of juggling stacks of statements, let CME help you unwrap peace of mind this season. Federally insured by NCUA, APR means annual percentage rate. Terms apply. Subject to membership eligibility and approval. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.
But she wasn't as mad as I thought, dude. She was so impressed of how good I made the fake body look. And she knew I went to baseball practice.
Okay,
so
I was going to say, I'm all
so
on
she
board
was
with
like,
this here. Yeah.
She was like, she was trying to be mad at me, but she was like giggling. You know, she's like, you fucking chicaron, you fucking, you know, like da-da-da. And I was just like, sorry, mom. And so she wasn't that mad, but she was like, hey, like, you got me. She's like, she came in to check on me. And she's like, oh, okay, he's sleeping. Like, he's grounded. Yeah, like. Maybe he's, you know, dreaming about not being a little asshole and shit. And then, and I guess she came in and she was trying to get me something to eat and I wouldn't wake up. And then she, you know, she went and she's like, hey, wake up. And then, and then just pulls the covers and it's Goofy, you know? Yeah. That homie, similar to that. Real similar to that.
It's, you know what? I appreciate your mom appreciating that you got one buyer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
She,
As a parent,
she was like, all right.
You know? I just happened to meet the other day. Not the same thing at all. My daughter's 10 right now, but we were in the grocery store the other day, and we're getting groceries because she's got to kill time between the end of school and gymnastics. I'm like, let's just go and get these groceries. And we're in the grocery store, and I'm not paying attention.
Right, right, right.
We get up, and then I'm watching shit go by, and I see this box of hot chocolate. And I said, oh, that's... Wait, who the hell put that hot chocolate in there? I look over at my daughter. She is laughing. I said, you put that in there? I go, when? She goes, remember when you were back by the bread and you were getting tortillas and I kept telling you, hurry up, hurry up. She's like, you kept touching them and moving it. You didn't see it? I go, I did not at all. Dude, I was, the lady's like, you want me to take them off? And I go, no. You know what? I'm going to respect it. You got me. I said, shit ain't going to happen again. Now I'm going to be hawking the cart.
But okay,
you earned this one. I'm going to let you have this one. You got it by
those,
me, kid.
Those wins I had to take, could not take for granted because my mom would throw objects at me, smack me, all that good shit. She's from the projects, bro, and oldest of all her siblings. So she just like, she's got a real fire in her.
What, she's just
but
throwing
shit
at
But that one, she
you?
Was like, I think she admired that I didn't want to let my teammates down too. You know, she's like, all right, you know. Like,
this is
yep, there she is.
Like, she's got the Keitiera curls, bro. Yeah. That's what I heard the hairdresser tells my daughter.
Keitiera
curls, bro.
Yeah, she's so beautiful, man. Look at her, yeah. But she's crazy. Yeah.
That lady right there is coming at you hard.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Don't let that smile fool you.
Look at mascara back in the day. I swear, those looked like the fake lashes today, and you know they didn't have them back then.
Yeah, bro. That mascara.
Your mom's
that,
got nice teeth.
Yeah, bro.
Look at that little cross, but coming at you like
that's
the devil.
That's where
you
gotta be careful.
Up, though. Yeah.
The hoops and that eyeliner with the cross, though. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, no, but I'm a good person. I'm but praise the
I'm
Lord.
I'm gonna hide behind this motherfucker.
Yeah. I have the power of God behind me, too, motherfucker.
You lived here during the Northridge quake, 94.
Oh,
how old are you during
that? I think I was probably 12 or something. Okay. And yeah, bro, me and my sister were sharing a room that night. And
where do you live at that? Are you in Northridge?
No. We were, because I remember my grandma and grandpa were with us. I don't know if, because my mom and dad were out of town. That was the scary part for them.
Oh.
So I don't know if we were in, we were either in Oxnard or Camarillo, I want to say, which Camarillo is a little bit closer to the valley. But it shook us, man. I remember, you know, because it happened like at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m, I want to say.
MLK Day, yeah.
And, that's why I think my parents were, I forget where they were.
It was a holiday, thank God.
They probably were out doing a holiday something. And we were definitely with my grandma and grandpa. They might have been staying at our house right there. But, we feel the shaking and shit is falling off the shelves because we had all our stuff up on the shelves. I had my Little League trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And they just start falling, bro. And I jump on my sister and I'm like, oh, I'm being a hero right now. And I just feel my trophies hitting me on my back like, first place. And then
first place hurts more, bro. They're bigger. You know what I'm saying? If they were third place, you wouldn't have been. You wouldn't even felt third place.
There definitely wasn't a participation award right there. Yeah,
that ain't no participation ribbon. This is real hard work.
God damn. That must have been my first place. That's the MVP just hit me right there.
Protecting your sister.
It was like that,
man.
Bro. Yeah.
That's great.
And
dude.
Woof, man, that was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. That is great.
But it was crazy how just instinctually you just go. You know, you just do, your body just does it.
Oh,
or you're not
shit.
Thinking, oh, you know.
So hilarious.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
Where are you in that apartment here?
I think so, yeah.
Look
we were in a
stereo
town.
System
we were
behind
in a town.
You, too.
I think we were in a townhouse or... No, that might have been the apartment, actually. Now that I think about it.
This is so set up nicely. Look, the
look
stereo photo albums. You don't even see these anymore down here.
Yeah.
That's what I think those are.
And
look at you. Clean. All excited about that bike.
Clean, bro. And actually, I don't even know if that was our house. It might have been like the photographer's place.
I'm wondering if that ain't a studio set up or something.
Yeah, I think it
too,
might be a studio now that I think about it. But with that being said, my mom and dad always had a record player, 8-track player, CD, like anything.
What are they listening to?
Man, well, everything, but religiously old school funk.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. My sister, they went to Rick James's funeral, like, you know.
Did they know
my
him?
My sister's name is, no, but they're diehard they fans. Love them, like, and they went to like his last two performances ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but they were like, when they were dating, you know, they'd go, my mom would always be, she tells to this day, oh, my Ricky Rick.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, yeah.
She loved Rick James like that. Rick James. Does she Tina like Marie, the Chappelle
she
sketch?
She named my sister Tina Marie after Tina Marie, you know? Yeah. Yeah, because everybody's like, because your name's Christina with a K, and everybody thinks it's with a C because she's Latina. Like, oh, you're Christina. She's like, no, it's with a K because I'm named after Tina Marie. Her name's Christina Marie, but
does yeah, she like she the Chappelle sketch?
Yeah,
the Rick James one. She does.
Yeah, yeah, because he's in it too. Rick
yeah,
James,
he's, you know? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's in Ensenada right there by the blowhole.
I've been there. Punta Cana, I think it is.
The Bufadora.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it called?
The
Bufadora.
The Bufadora.
Bufadora. Bufadora.
Hey, right, Sigler. You got
what's
it
La Punta Cana? Where is that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought that's where it was.
It might be.
Oh, Punta Banda, there.
Oh, there
it is.
You go. Punta Banda.
So I've been there before. Yeah. It's that's awesome, actually. You get in there and you can feel the wind off of that thing. It is wild. There it is. Punta Banda. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, there's only so many around the world. I forget
look at that
how many,
thing.
But
look
yeah.
at that. You gotta be careful too. You don't like somebody just like they're going right the fuck in that bitch. It's over. Let's see what else we have? Pictures.
Yeah, my mom. Jack the laundry basket from Thrifty, but oh, she borrowed it. Sorry, yeah. My mom's gonna be. I didn't steal it.
That's
borrowed
why
it.
They got those fucking jacks on them now.
Yeah, for real, yeah. Bro. She's part of that problem. But she would take the clothes. You know, we go to the laundromat. She would take the clothes out of the dryer and then put me on them, so it could be all cozy. We did that for a while.
There you are, the CBC Indians.
What else is in there?
Without to say that,
yeah. That's so funny. I put my little league coach in there. I ran into him recently or, you know, a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
One thing I remember about that boy is he had the nicest feet, homie.
What?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. In the quick Rolodex of my mind right now, I don't know if I've ever seen any of my coach's feet on any fucking sport. Maybe wrestling, if I think back. Maybe.
Go out on the field with like,
what do you mean nice feet?
Yeah, Coach Alejo, homie. That's my boy right there.
That's him?
Yeah, dude. He was my little league coach for a long time. And then he would coach our traveling team. But yeah, Coach Alejo, man. Good dude. My little belly button hanging out.
Oh, yeah. I see it now, dude. Your dad's a good-looking dude. He had a good-looking family,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, bro.
Parents are good-looking people. Your mom's a good-looking lady.
Yeah,
dad's good-looking
they're still
dude.
Married, too.
Are they really? They're still together and
oh,
everything?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's great.
Still doing it.
Does mom switch between, or does she stay blonde, or she do different shit?
Nah, she does like highlights here and there now, but you know, yeah, she just keeps it chill. That was like an 80s thing, I think.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, two good looking people for sure. They always had me, my dad would always dress me up, have me creased up.
That's hilarious. This guy right here is rolling into these neighborhoods in a low rider with a chain steering wheel trying to illegally fish.
Yeah.
Inconspicuously. Dude, thank you for doing this, man. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. It's a good time.
One more
bro.
Time. Tell them about the special, all of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to my homie Ryan Sickley for having me today on the way back, man. It's been a blast as always. Love being around this dude. But please watch my special, Damn That's Crazy, on Hulu, October 10th, produced by the homegirl Ali Wong. Peep it.
Awesome. Go watch the special. Talk to y'all next week.
Want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it will be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.